This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
A week after Hurricane Sandy slammed into the East Coast, more than a million people in the Northeast are still without power. Making matters worse, it's getting very cold outside, and another storm is due to hit the region tomorrow. Meanwhile, gas shortages continue, and New York State's Attorney General is investigating claims of price gouging, as Audrey Quinn reports.
The Sunoco gas station on Brooklyn's Atlantic Avenue hasn't had gas since last Wednesday. Attendant Marwin Allen is not sure when they'll get more, but cars line up around the lot, waiting for the delivery truck.
Soon they see the truck, they will jump.
Oh, yeah, all those people there?
There's one, two cars, a few of them down the block waiting for gas.
Opportunistic New Yorkers are now offering their extra fuel on the black market at up to $20 a gallon. David Greenfield is a New York City Council member. He says the practice is not legal.
No, of course not. It's not legal to sell gas on the street or on Craigslist or online or out of your trunk of your car, right? We don't even know what kind of gas it is that you're purporting to be selling.
To avoid the long lines in Brooklyn, the council member himself was headed to New Jersey last night to buy gas.
And it's something that really should have been foreseen. And it's kind of surprising that we're in this situation right now.
He says the best defense against price gouging is to bring more fuel trucks to the city as soon as possible. I'm Audrey Quinn for Marketplace.